Big Sloth.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of Potato.
Salad.
Marma.
Laid.
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 On this week's show, Carter and I are going to examine some things that we've never thought about before, including what we would do if we had the chance to make our own food. Would it be tasty? I'm sure it would be, but what would it be? Also, in the second half of the show, Carter and I are going to name our favorite instrument. All on this week's show of Potato.
Salad.
Mar.
Ma.
Le.
De.
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 De. Kick it.
We're back. Ch-chow.
Ch-chow.
Ch-chow. And we're back.
Ch-chow.
Carter, how was your last week off here?
Nice.
What did you do? Did you go anywhere good with the extra week? Get the last 6 days with no show?
Yep.
What'd you do?
Mostly school, but otherwise I had fun.
That's awesome. Anything in particular that stands out for you?
Stands out for me,
You went mountain climbing. I remember that you told me that. You sent me photos of you on top of Mount Kilimanjaro, right? That was fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was cool. It was a good selfie. You put it on Instagram. You know how many likes you got? I'm looking right now. You know how many likes you got on Carterstagram?
What?
11,000.
Wow.
You're a popular guy with all your muscles and your rock climbing. What
if
else did
I
you do?
Actually climbed that mountain for real, it would actually be pretty much more than that number of likes.
You mean you didn't climb it? That was fake?
Yeah.
You sent me a fake photo with fake likes? You tricked me?
No, you lied to me.
That doesn't even make sense. You're so silly. You're saying I'm teasing you about you teasing me. You're so ticklish, aren't you? Look at you getting ticklish with this little... Okay, so then fine. So what did you do? What did you do this week? You had a lot of time last 6 days. You did schoolwork. You had some fun. And that's all that matters.
This week?
Yep. And you know what we're going to do right now? We're going to talk about something that we've talked about in the past when we went to the grocery store and we met our friend Nice Guy Guy. We talked about foods. And in this instance, if we designed our own food, what would it be like? I was thinking about this since I was a kid. I've always wanted to make my own food. And I think I've got a few ideas. And I'd like you to help me. I'm sure like every other red-blooded American male, you've thought about making your own food, haven't you?
Yeah.
What did you think? What kind of food? Were you thinking breakfast? Lunch? Snack? Dinner? Dessert? What were you thinking you wanted to make?
Dessert?
A dessert. Now this dessert, let me guess, I'm looking at you right now, and look at you, it's going to be ice cream.
It's not going to be
ice cream. Okay, let me try again. This dessert, it's going to be Jell-O. No again?
For some reason, you were reading my mind, all I was thinking about was Jell-O.
Jell-O, okay, let me guess the flavor. It's pudding. It's Jell-O pudding.
No, it's actually just wobbly.
Okay, so you want to...
It's literally cake that's actually plastic, and it's wobbly, and you can tape it and glue it to cardboard.
Okay, and then what do you do with it?
You can eat it.
But it's plastic.
It turns anything that it touches except humans and dogs and a bunch of animals and a bunch of humans. Any type, it doesn't turn them into turn them edible. But it turns them unedible.
Okay, so what kinds of things would it make edible? Give me a few.
Oh, a bunch of things.
Well, like what? What would you... You've made this invention. What would be the first things you would market? Because the key to getting a good product launch is those first few weeks and months of marketing. So, like, if I had a special drink, like, let's say Mio, the little water refreshers we put in our water, the squirt, I would be like, well, let's make a grape. Let's make an orange. Let's make a fruit punch. And right off the bat, we're going to illustrate those on TV. Show them orange. Orange in your water. Fruit punch in your water. Grape in your water. You can do these great things. What are the flavors that you're going to show that people should use or make with your invention?
Oh, strawberry shortcake, sponge cake, carrot cake, chocolate cake, Carvel cake.
Oh, geez, like the little crispies on the inside and ice cream.
Oh, yeah. And you can design your own.
You can design your own.
Birthday cake.
You can make your own birthday cake?
Yeah.
Wow. That sounds delicious. I'll be honest with you, that's the most excited I've been about cake probably in a couple hours.
Okay. Yay.
Let's sing a song together. I want to sing a song. See if you're on the same page with me. I've got a song that I think might work for this product. What's the product going to be called?
Jell-O-Co.
Jell-O-Co. Ooh, 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 ooh. Have some Jell-O-Co. Ooh, 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 ooh. Come and buy some Jell-O-Co.
Jell-O-Co.
What'd you think of it?
Okay.
You like that song? Then we're going to show them getting all those cakes that they can get. Delicious cakes. Now, what, are you going to give someone to anyone important? Are you going to, like, deliver it to special people so that they can be seen eating the cakes? And then it'll be, who are you going to give it to? Like a celebrity. What celebrities are you going to give the special cakes to?
Oh, a bunch of celebrities.
Name a few. Who's important?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga is going to get a cake. Fun story. Sean Smith has met Lady Gaga.
And had some broccoli with her.
Chicken and broccoli with her. Yeah, I have.
Funny story.
Hey, wait, you're 7. How do you know that story so well? Have I actually told you that?
Yes.
I have?
Yes.
Oh, I tell too many stories if you know that one. You're 7. You shouldn't know that one that well. That's when you should have been like, oh my gosh, I'm 13. Here's the Lady Gaga.
Gaga?
I was making a joke. Sometimes you can pronounce it Gaga.
Sometimes when I hear people say Lady Gaga, it makes me think about, is Lady Gaga just a made-up name made up by her kid? Because kids sometimes say Goo Goo Gaga.
Yes, her name is Stephanie.
Does she have a kid or a daughter?
No.
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 Where'd she get the name?
She was a DJ, and her name was Gaga.
Gaga?
Mm-hmm. Yep. True story. All true stories. True stories. I really wish I could put you in my head for the moment I first met her, because she's just like a normal person. Just a normal kid. So you're just like real happy for her.
I like when you touch her right here.
Okay, I will. Here.
Oh, it feels so nice.
Okay, just for the record, I'd like everyone to know I'm scratching Carter's toes with a hockey stick, which sounds a lot worse than it is. All right, that's enough for now. So, you gonna ask me? You gonna ask me what I'm gonna do for my first invention?
What are you going to do for your first invention?
My first food invention, I'm gonna make a loaf.
A loaf?
Yes, I'm gonna make a meat loaf.
Oh, what?
But it's not gonna be regular meat.
Ooh, what?
It's going to be Taco Bell meat.
Taco Bell meat?
Yep. It's going to be Taco Bell meat, and it's going to be called Taco Bell meat loaf.
Taco Bell meat loaf.
Yes, and it's going to be really cakey. I'm going to put it in a sheet pan.
Oh, wait. You literally
Go ahead.
Wait, you literally just took the word Taco Bell meat, the sentence Taco Bell meat, and then you took... And then you smush loaf in there.
Well, that's really what you do with a loaf. You smush it. I'm going to take all of this meat. I'm going to take a pan. It's going to be about the size of this cup right here. I'm just going to smush a bunch of Taco Bell meat in there. And I'm going to put my fist in. I'm going to smush it in tighter. And then I'm going to put it on the table. And I'm going to cover it in ketchup.
And meatloaf.
No. Ketchup and Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, what?
Yes, you've never had that before. You can't wait to hear about that. So this Taco Bell meatloaf is going to take off, and they're going to be selling it in stores. And all I'm going to ask for my invention,
is money.
$10,000 cash and a starter jacket with the Taco Bell logo on the back.
Why?
Just because I want one real bad.
Or you're just a Taco Bell noob.
I'm not a noob.
Yes, you are.
You're a noob.
You're a noob.
Okay, maybe. But not
noob
as newbie
pro
as
pro hacker.
I'm a pro hacker.
Noob pro hacker is a thing that's been a thing on YouTube for a very long time.
I don't even know what that is. Tell me about it.
I have no idea what it is, but people have been doing it for a couple of days.
For a couple of days or a couple of years?
A couple of years.
Okay, well, tell me what it is, if you know what it is. Or did you say you don't know what noob pro hacker is?
I don't know what it is either.
Want me to look it up? Let me look it up.
Okay, look it up.
Well, we look it up. Why don't you sing your favorite song right now?
I think our podcast should mostly be called Look It Up.
Look it up.
Because mostly we look up stuff.
Okay, well, right now we're going to look it up.
Christopher Pickles, you had to look at a book.
Noob Pro Hacker is...
Time is ticking, tick, tick, ticking, tick, tick, tick.
Hang on, no, I'm trying to find an explanation. It's videos. It's noob versus pro versus hacker. It's in Minecraft. And what he does is they create designs. I gotta make sure the volume doesn't come on. Yeah, they create designs of like things in Minecraft. So, like, they'll create, like, an artist, they'll have a noob create one thing, and then a pro, you know, like, and then a hacker. So, like, look, here is noob, pro, hacker. So, there's, like, a pro, and then a hacker. So, yeah, that's what they do. Sport car build challenge. This is the list. There's a noob. He's, like, real terrible. So, that's what it is. Noob, pro, hacker.
That guy looks actually pretty funny.
Yeah, he did look pretty funny.
Enderman guy. Endermen are pretty dangerous in Minecraft. If you look in one's eyes,
you could turn to stone.
No, you die.
You'd get diarrhea.
No, you die.
What?
Yes.
You don't die in Minecraft. You just make more boxes.
What do you mean by boxes?
Boxes of earth.
What the?
Yep.
Those blocks. Those literally, instead of just being a round planet, it's literally just a block.
The planet's a block?
Yes, the planet's a block.
Oh, I thought it was round.
It's just a block.
Oh, so a funny thing to find out.
It's just a block.
Okay, so I made Taco Bell meatloaf. You made Jell-O Co. Let's make a breakfast together. Let's make breakfast together.
What did you name your company?
Taco Bell Meatloaf. It's the name.
Is it?
Taco
but
Bell
then
Meatloaf.
What are your other products?
All right, well, Taco Bell Meatloaf Jr. is for little kids. There's a smaller meatloaf, so children can have it. They can get the Taco Bell Kids Pack.
So you literally only sell Taco Bell Meatloaf?
Yeah, it's going to be really wildly successful.
But people want to see other stuff from you.
I've got to be honest with you. I don't think you understand how successful meatloaf is going to be.
Not that many people like meatloaf.
I don't think you know how good meatloaf is.
I don't like meatloaf.
You've had meatloaf and you said you loved it before. You got it.
No, I said I did not like it.
You got it. you got it from Boston Market, and you liked it.
I did not like it.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
Okay, so you're Jell-O-Ko. Give me another product of Jell-O-Ko.
Pretty much chocolate pudding.
Chocolate pudding? What's special about your chocolate pudding that's better than regular Jell-O?
It has chocolate mint chip cookie piece crumbs in it.
So it's like, what do they call that? What do they call it? Earthworm? Ants? What do they call that when they make the trails with the little cookie crumbs in it?
I don't know.
I don't know either. You know, they make that with they put the ants on top.
On top of what?
On top of they take the Jell-O, the pudding, and then they put like crumbs of Oreo on top, and then they make ants. No, you don't know?
No.
Oh man, you haven't lived. I know you've had them. They come in cups sometimes. Not familiar? Not striking a chord with you? I'm gonna ask you a question. What's the best pudding? Butterscotch, rice, tapioca, or chocolate?
Chocolate.
Oh man, I've never heard you be more wrong. The correct answer is butterscotch. Followed close behind by rice, then
this
chocolate.
This isn't a quiz.
It wasn't a quiz, it was a test. And I'm sorry, son, you didn't pass it. But guess what? There's always another chance. Tomorrow will be another chance for you to take the test. So my second food at Taco Bell, Taco Bell Meat Co., we're going to have a...
Taco Bell Meatloaf.
Meatloaf Co. Taco Bell Meatloaf. Taco Bell Meatloaf Co. I'm also going to have enchiladas, but they're going to call them enchiladas, and they're going to actually be ice cream.
I thought you
frozen
called it
chili. Enchilada. It's frozen chili that you can eat when it's hot out. They're beans and meat because it's Taco Bell and Meatloaf Co. So it's the exact same meat you would use. I just add beans and I make it into an enchilada and I freeze it and you can eat it. Yummy.
I was thinking you just buy an enchilada and then just warm it up, then just put it in a taco shell. Then
all by myself. Don't want to be all by myself anymore. I don't know where that came from. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm holding this hockey stick and I felt powerful and I just wanted to sing to your heart. Did we connect?
What was the song?
It's all by myself. I think Celine Dion sings that. I don't want to look though. Let's look it up. Let's play Look It Up.
Okay. Now we're switching to the podcast Look It Up.
Look It Up.
Let's see what we found out.
Yes, Celine Dion. Celine Dion sings All By Myself. Whew. Look at me. Remembering stuff about music.
For a second, I thought it was Kermit the Frog.
All by myself. Don't want to be.
That would be funny if Kermit sang it.
It'd be funny if anyone else sang it, but you know what?
They
didn't, so.
Because he had a song about why rainbows a bunch...
Rainbow Connection?
Rainbow Connection and pretty much...
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side? Yeah. Rainbows are visions.
Visions that are magical.
And smell like petunias. I like when I watch wrestling. You should hang out in my office more with me, because we'll have lots of fun.
Okay.
We can play video games, and I'll teach you how to do digital marketing, and you'll be my buddy forever. Give me Knuckles. Oof. All right. Well, I think we're at a pretty safe place for this segment right now. Tell me again what your food was. Yes, exactly. It was Jell-O-Ko. And then you had, what was the other one? You had dessert Jell-O-Ko with chocolate cookie pieces, and I just literally went all in on meat. I even froze meat and was going to make people eat frozen meat, but that's so gross. But we're going to do this. We'll be right back here
maybe
after.
Maybe you froze it so they could actually warm it up.
No, they're going to eat it frozen. It's a delicious icy treat, an icy meat treat. That's what they do. We're down the street. There's an icy meat treat. Get your enchilada. I'm going to make that into a song, and I'm going to play it in like 5 episodes. Word on the street, there's an icy meat treat. Get your
enchilada.
All right, guys, we'll be right back.
I just really wish that we both had companies that were actually jumping.
All right. We'll stop. Guys, we'll be back right after this commercial break here on Potato.
And salad.
Marma.
Late.
In a world where people watch movies.
I think I'm going to watch a movie.
Sometimes they don't like what they see.
I don't like this movie.
Sometimes they look for the silver lining.
Wait a second. I like this part of this movie.
Joel and Andy do that work for you. The Silver Linings Playback.
I like this part of this podcast where they tell me the part of the movie I like.
Every Monday on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Chow.
And chili lattes.
Word on the street, there's an icy meat treat. Come try our...
And chili lattes.
All right. So second segment here on the show, Carter and I want to talk about something that means a lot to us. We're deeply connected to music and song. And we've talked for a while in the past about him wanting to take some lessons for music, but wanting to figure out what made the most sense. So here we are, father and son. We're going to talk about what's the best musical instrument of all time.
And we already made a seven-second song.
We did make one today. Actually, we made two, because I made one for Jellico as well, too.
What was it?
I forgot it already. It's not as catchy as Enchilada. Oh, man, that's so great. Your laugh, man. Your laugh fills me with glee. All right, so here we go. Right now, think of your favorite song of all time. Close your eyes. Put your hands on your temple like this. Just think. When you think of your favorite song of all time.
Too easy.
What is it?
Enchiladas.
Word on the street is an icy meat treat. Try our enchiladas.
It is my new favorite song from now on.
Oh, I'm going to have to get that recorded. Jonathan, if you're listening,
please
record that song.
So we can just play it on 5 more episodes. Yeah, just 5 more. A bunch of times.
We just need it to be our, like, they'll be our unofficial sponsor. Taco Bell Meatloaf Co.
Yep. Taco Bell Meatloaf Co.
All right. So let's do this. Carter, right now, if you had a choice between taking piano lessons and guitar lessons, which would you choose?
Piano lessons.
You'd want to play a piano? Why?
Because Toy-Con really didn't do a Toy-Con. Only did a Toy-Con piano and a Toy-Con RC car and a Toy-Con fishing. And
okay,
a
so if you were going to go to a person's house and learn how to play, or go to a studio and learn how to play an instrument, you would rather learn how to play the piano, or you'd rather learn how to play the guitar?
Guitar.
You gotta play the guitar? Okay, that's a change from what you said a second ago.
And chili lattes.
Which song do you think would sound better? Would it sound good with a piano? Because I hear this song with lots of keyboard, piano. like Night Begins to Shine.
Lattes.
She does that. Chili ladders. So what is it about the guitar, Carter, that you're interested in? What about it seems fun for you?
I learned to play the guitar because pretty much I have a ukulele.
You want to meet girls? You want to use it to be on the beach one day and be like, hey guys, I haven't played in a while. I'm nervous about this new song I wrote. Wrote it a couple weeks ago. Here it is. It's called Stairway to Heaven. There's a lady who sure all the glitter is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
And then chili ladders. Stairway to enchiladas.
When she gets there, she knows enchiladas won't be closed. Cause Taco Bell Meat Co., Great Mickle Bell Meat Loaf Co. is always open late. Run to the border, do do do.
Stairway to Taco
Bell. Does Taco Bell?
Taco Bell Meatloaf Co. By Smithco.
All right, so.
By Taco Bell Meatloaf Co.
So what would another cool instrument to learn how to play? We want to play the triangle?
Triangle?
Yeah, be like a little tingle, like a little like this.
Hey, that's still got my juice left.
I'll drink the rest of this cup.
Hey, I'll drink the rest of it.
Not right now, you won't. I'll drink it. I'm a rebel.
No.
I'm not drinking it. I'm playing it like it's a triangle.
Okay.
Well, it's a triangle. You hear that, everyone at home?
Do not put that in my drink.
I'm not gonna put it in your drink. I'm just doing it at the tippy top up here.
No.
I'm not gonna drink it. Anyway, you can play the triangle. You know, and your song could be. Here's your new song. Ready? Everybody comes around from round town, but no one cares when I tell them that we're out of enchiladas. Hang on one second.
You read my mind.
Did I?
I was thinking they were coming down to get to Taco Bell Meatloaf Co. to get a bunch of enchiladas.
I'm going to be honest with you. That is the only thing worth going down to Taco Bell Chili Meatloaf Co. forever. I want to ask you another question.
Taco Bell Meatloaf Co., not Taco Bell Chili.
I'm sorry. I keep screwing it up. I can't help it. You know, I only own the place. I don't know the name. I got a question for you. I've been thinking about this for the last couple days.
Okay.
I want you to give me a quick answer. Quick and tidy answer. Carter.
Okay.
Right now, if cats and dogs could talk to each other, what would they talk about?
What would they talk about?
Yeah, like you and I. We're talking right now. But
being
if a dog and a cat...
Not being enemies.
That's what they talk about? They'd be friends?
Yeah, well, because they used to be enemies, but now they're friends.
Yeah. So what would they say to each other? What kind of things would they talk about? I'm a dog. Look at me right now. And I'm like this. I'm like this. Bow, wow, wow. And you're a cat. What would you say?
Meow. Meow, meow.
Okay, now what does that mean? What did you say? I said, man, my feet hurt. And my owner smells bad. And what did you say?
Mine too.
Oh my gosh. We have so much in common. We should band together to steal all of the cookies. Would we do that? Would we now sneak around together to get the cookies?
Okay.
Sweet. Well, I'm glad we don't have a cat, because the cat would obviously be the one that's in charge, because you're saying okay. I'm just throwing the idea out there. I'm just saying it. I know I don't mean it.
But it would have been a cool thing. If Mom wasn't allergic to cats, we would actually have one.
No, we wouldn't.
And we would probably have a problem in this house by a cat and a dog fighting.
No, we wouldn't. Savvy likes cats.
Wait, really?
She loves cats. She loves kittens. She loves them so much.
Okay, so...
She likes to clean them obsessively. I'm being honest.
Wait.
She, like, treats them like they're babies. Yeah, because she can't. Yeah, because, yeah. So Savvy, like, likes them as, like, her babies.
Okay, so Savvy treats a kitten like her baby.
A baby. Yep.
Okay, so I'll probably try and adopt a kitten and make sure it doesn't go around Mommy.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's not going to work. Mommy won't like it.
Okay, but then Savvy wouldn't bark that much and just pay attention to her little kitten.
Yep, her little kitten. Well, that's a good answer. I think that's good for now. Carter, we got to get to the Patreon break. So why don't you kick it over there?
Let's hit the Patreon break.
Here.
And potato.
Salad.
Ma.
Ma.
Laid.
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 Hey everyone, it's Sean here from Potato Salad Marmalade. Wanted to reach out and talk to you a little bit about something Carter and I are super stoked to be doing, and that's Patreon. We actually have a Patreon page now after the request of several of our friends. And guess what? We're putting in some of the coolest, freshest, and neatest content that you'll ever see. Get behind-the-scenes content, exclusive PSM swag, be able to make fan requests, pledge general support, and even get Potato Patron shout-out. Head over to patreon.com/potato salad marmalade for more information. For as little as $5 a month, you can hook us up, help us buff out this studio with some sweet neon lights, and help Carter get his Ferrari. Again, that's patreon.com/potato salad marmalade. Hope to see you there. Thanks, guys.
What did we learn this week, Dad?
Oh, man, I learned that if you buy a pillow made of rocks, your neck is going to hurt every single morning.
I learned that same thing, too.
That's why I took that pillow from you. Because you were walking weird. Like, you looked like you were the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Actually, that is a true fact. If you have... If you use a rocks as a pillow, you'll hurt your neck.
I imagine it would hurt quite a bit.
And you'll actually bump your noggin and on your pillow, and you'll realize pretty much, you know what.
You know what. Carter, what did you learn
your
this week?
Your head will hurt when you bump your head on the rocks.
What did you learn this week?
I learned that farts I cannot smell.
I learned that the hippopotamus is a beautiful animal, one that deserves to be rubbed and hugged and told how wonderful it is. It deserves to have its hand held and taken on a wonderful date around the town by a giraffe. One more, Bubba.
That hippopotamus are known to actually break a house if there's like pretty much 8 hippopotamuses on the roof. It will crash the roof, which will crash the bottom of the roof, which is actually the actual roof.
It's crazy.
Then it'll crash the flooring, then the flooring, then the flooring, then the flooring, and then just be stuck in a dam.
You know what else I learned, Bubba?
What?
We don't say goodnight. We say
Bubba, 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 Bubba